Well, we have been saying all week, it is that festival time of the year, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the most popular festivals that is in the calendar, and it's really sort of quite different to quite a few of the other ones, is Sunflower Fest. Sunflower Festival, and Vanessa McGowan, who's the event organiser and co-founder, joins me on the phone now. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
What a great festival Sunflower Fest has been. I have personally not managed to make it yet, and was nearly there last year, but I still haven't made it. But all my mates have been saying it's absolutely brilliant because it is just slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard people say it's quirky. I don't know about quirky, but we try to do a different theme every year and just to keep it, you know, interesting. So this year it's a parallel universe. And I suppose given what's going on in the world, we just feel Sunflower Fest is sort of like a parallel universe, the 3 days camping festival, very family friendly and just so eclectic, and everybody, the most positive thing people say about it is just that it's a lovely vibe. So that's all positive.
And come rain, hail, sleet or snow, it's still a lovely vibe too.
Well, I don't know, but maybe the Tubby Farm is in a bit of a rain shadow, because often people will call from Lisbon, Belfast, saying it's lashing here, and we'll have, you know, just a ray of sunshine. It's not raining here at the moment, and I believe it is raining everywhere else. So, you know, come rain, hail or shine, we still all have a good time.
Because to explain just about where you are.
We're on our farm. Michael and I have a small holding, and it's on the Capra Road just outside of Hillsborough. So it's only 20 minutes up the motorway from Belfast.
And it is just a small area that you started, but I have to warn you, that's how Glastonbury started, so heaven knows what you've taken on.
Oh, that's what it feels like at times. But it will never, just by the size of the farm, it'll never be a Glastonbury, and nor would I want it to be. It's really, we have a maximum capacity of 6,000, and we haven't reached that yet, although this year is looking like it. So just a lot more campers, and we've opened up to new camping fields. It's an intimate site, but there's still 7 music venues and 10 other just venues as a whole, because we do poetry and comedy and arts and a lot of different things. We have a holistic bliss area. As I say, we have lots of talks, we have foraging walks, so it's more than just music. And the music, each stage has its own genre. So we try to, it's an all-inclusive festival, so we try to appeal to all tastes, all ages, you know, all genders.
And as you say, all ages and all genders, and anybody who wants to take part. And you even broke a world record.
We did. Well, yes, yoga would be my passion and meditation. And we decided, laughter yoga is huge in India, and we just decided to break the world laughter yoga. And we did in 2014, but it was promptly beaten by us from a group in Hong Kong. So we tried it again the following year, but we didn't make it. So, but
there's always this year. There's always.
I thought we could do a different world record, although we're not. It's just it is a lot to organise. And the festival in itself is much bigger this year. We've got 2 new venues, so I think there's quite enough for people as it is.
And you've teamed up with RSPB this year, because that's unusual. You're not of the, a lot of festivals will team up with your big sponsors, but to team up with a charity that is basically, it's a perfect fit for your event.
It is. We're a community interest, not for profit company, and we always have a charity partner every year. But we have a main charity partner that is able to collect donations, and they do a lot of activities and raise funds that way. But we also have a lot of smaller charities who are on site and just publicising, making people aware of what they're doing. So this year we've got refugees, we've got the homeless. You've caught me off guard. There's
so many.
So much going on.
Yeah,
there's quite a few. So they're giving talks and just raising people's awareness about what's going on for them. The homeless charity are actually selling some goods. We've got the integrated education coming along. Yeah, sorry, brain fried.
Well, I can only imagine. But an important thing I should ask you is, when is it?
It's this weekend, so it starts tomorrow.
Excellent. So is it no? Yeah. It's no wonder your brain's fried, for goodness sake, woman.
Three family fun-filled days. Actually, it's not. I should say it's not just family. What we do is separate. We actually have rowdy camping fields. So for people that want to just continue partying on all through the night, we have a silent disco that goes on till 4 a.m. We have a campfire that burns through the night. So they can continue their reveling. And then for those that want a more quieter, safer, secure time, there's a dedicated family camping field.
So it's just, there's something, as you say, quite literally for everyone. And two children, 15 years or under, go free with each adult ticket purchased, which I think is also a really lovely way to do a family-friendly event.
And it's not like they have to then have to pay out for all the kids' activities. We have a fantastic kids' zone that is full of really creative. We have parkour, we have mini soccer, we have mini explorers, we have circus skill workshops. We've even got Spanish-speaking singing and I don't know what else they're doing.
So,
but,
something for everybody, all walks of life. Well, listen, it's fantastic, Vanessa, to chat to you again. Wishing you, every success. How many years is this now?
This is its eighth year.
Good heavens.
So we should be veterans, but I don't know.
But every year do you go, oh, heavens, why are we doing this?
Sort of. Yeah, but the rewards are there, you know, because a lot of people get so much from it. It is amazing, you know, that it attracts such lovely people. And so from that point of view, it's well worth it.
Well, listen, enjoy this year's again. Feel the beat, feed the soul, and free to be. I think that's a lovely ethos. So, Vanessa, thanks very much indeed. The very best of luck to you and Michael. Take care.
Yes, thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
So that's Sunflower Fest this weekend, and I think there might still be tickets available. So just the way Vanessa was talking there. So it's a really, really lovely event that everybody just gets involved in, just feeding the soul. It's much more holistic than an awful lot of the other festivals that are going on. But there are festivals all over the place, something for everyone throughout pretty much July and August.